Okay, Chaver. Pesach is approaching. Happens to be also a yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal. Thank you all for pointing out that Rav Shachter, Herschel Shachter, was here last night, and he had mentioned such a tzaddik that very few people the schus to know that he was such a hidden person. Maybe at the end I'll share a couple of ma'asim about him. If there's time, we're always short on time here. And I have to apologize, I always speak very quickly during this shiur. Sometimes there's try not to repeat things, and the information sometimes is more than half an hour would allow, but trying to be b'chlal, miyut machzak meruba a little bit. And even then, not always do we get to what we want to accomplish, but we do our best, and Hashem finish these things off. So, just a few introductions to Pesach, the Seder. So of course, one of the questions that the Tzaddikim, the Mefarshim are bothered by is the lack of Seder at the Seder. It seems that if there's anything which should be called Seder, it shouldn't be Leil Seder, because it seems like everything is jumping all around. And the emphasis is that there's many ways to approach this inyan. One of the myanim is, though, is that there's a lower Seder and there's a higher Seder of things. That although what we see, according to our Seichel HaKatan, is not necessarily a Seder, however, it's a Hele Dikanait, it's Shemayim Dikanait, and the way things work, there's a Seder to that. Like the Tzaddikim say, in the name of the Maral, it's quoted by the Tzfasemes many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that there's a Seder to Nisim also. And the whole Indian of a Nis is that it's Lamay Lamina Seicha. So therefore, the night of the Seder, of course there's a Seder, but it's a Seder which comes from a higher place. And that brings us to a place of Anava, when we come to recognize that what we think is really Seder is not really Seder at all. That's why Pesach, of course, is Milashin Dilub and Kvitza, because it would seem that what's taking place at the night of the Seder is a Seder of Dilub and Kvitza. And there is a certain Seder to that. Ve'in kamakum laharech, but just as a zecha biyama. One of the things which lacks Seder, you don't have to get very far into the Haggadah to see that, is the fact that it says kadesh den urechatz. The chayra, it should be, according to what we understand, that the urechatz should be before kadesh. How does one come to kedusha before he has a rechitza, which is a tahara? First, there's a tahara. Tahara means to remove the impurities. And then kadesh means that a person becomes kadosh, he becomes elevated. So how is it that kadesh precedes urchatz at the night of the Seder? Another thing we should ask ourselves is, why does this urchatz not have a bracha, whereas the rechitza has a bracha later on? And of course, there are halachic discussions about this, but we mean from a place of pinyus. So just as we move on, the Teferes Shmuel from Alexander, he wanted to explain why it is that Kadesh precedes Urchas with the following mashal. He says, we know that every single Jew on the night of the Seder is able to achieve tremendous greatness, to reveal that potential, to unlock his neshama on the night of the Seder. So he explains that what we do is that we enter onto the night of the Seder into the Paltin Shel Melech, into the palace of the king. Now, it's not befitting for anybody, simpletons, to just walk into the palace of the king uninvited, as we know from Purim, Esther and Achshavosh, how chaymer that was. He says, however, that if a person is running for his life and he finds no place to hide other than the palace, so then he has rishus from the king to enter, because he needs to save his life. He explains that the yidden of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that kimat we reach the Sha'anun of Tumah, so that moment, that last moment, which was Mavchin ben Chaim Lemaves, so every single Jew is a Nirdav. And the way that he's able to escape the clutches of the Raidev of Mitzrayim is by jumping into the palace of the Melech. So it doesn't seem like it's befitting or what one should do under normal circumstances, but because of the sakana involved, so we're able to jump into places where we don't normally belong. So he explains, that's why we come to Kadesh before Urchatz, because this special rishus that we have to enter into places which are normally closed off, those doors are open because we're near Dafim. We're running away from the Mitzrim who wish to chase us and to capture us. The Shem Yishmuel comes from a different angle to answer this question. Is Agadah Shal Pesach. And he writes, amongst the sentences there, the following. Many times, it occurs that the person is in a tough place, and the normal Seder of things is not going to help take him out from where he needs to come from and go to. What happens is, and this is what happened the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem brought down to Mitzrayim a great light, much, much greater, kifi erech, that which the Yidden were able to mekabel such a light. He writes, Ach ba'asher roya Hashem Yisbarach sheYisrael einu mechayim lekabel rechitza kazu. He saw when the Yidden couldn't receive the rechitza which he wanted to bring down to them, he did it in the opposite way, in a different way. So we hear, as opposed to the Tefer Shmuel who explained that we were running away from the Mitzvah and we jumped into the palace, the Shem Yishmuel puts it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down such a great light to chase away the Mitzvah. Because he saw that the order, the normal order of things, that we should receive a rechita and then a kadesh, that wouldn't work. To bring down a rechita wouldn't free the Yidden because we were in such a deep place that a rechita wouldn't help. He needed to first bring down a light of Kedusha, such a great light, which chased away the mitzvah, and then afterwards he was able to start with the rechitza, which is the seder which he brought down to the Jewish people. According to this, the kadesh is not really meant to be mekadesh b'nei Yisrael with that light. You're right, you would need, in order to receive such a Kedusha, you would need a rechitza and then a Kedusha. But the point of the Kedusha was to drive away the mitzvah, and then to proceed with Urchat, which is the beginning of the purification of the Jewish people. He explains also that we find a similar thing by Shabbos. The Shabbos is also a great light, which is much, much higher than the normal order of things. And he says that just like Pesach is called Shabbos, maybe that's why. Because the Torah says, Mimacharas HaShabbos. After Shabbos, you begin counting Sfira. So since the Pesach is called Shabbos, from this angle, it explains why Pesach is called Shabbos. Just by derech emes, you can say as well that Shabbos is actually gematria Kadesh Rechatz. Not Urchatz, if you take away the Vav, then Kadesh Rechitz is actually gematria Shabbos, as if to imply that the night of Lil Pesach from the get-go is a Ha'ara of Shabbos, which drives away all the Mitzrim, the Mitzarim, all the Gevulos, which try to capture us. And there's an Omek here, B'siyata D'Shemayim, about this great light that Hashem brought down into Mitzrayim, such a great light, which is much higher than the Seder of the normal Hashtalshalus, that the Mitzrayim saw this light, and that's what caused the separation between the Jewish people and the Mitzrayim. In the normal Klal, that we know that there are 10 Sfiros, and every single Neshama comes from a different place of the Sfiros. And in fact, every single Shevet has a Shaychis to a particular sphere. The Jewish people as a whole, however, collectively, as a klal, Knesset Yisrael has a kesher to one sphere in particular, which is considered to be the root of all the roots of the Shor Shein Nishmas Yisrael, and that's the sphere of Malchus. As Hashem told B'nai Yisrael at Har Sinai, that you will be Mamleches Kehan V'Goy Kadosh, that the root souls of the Jewish people, Mitachas Kisei HaKavod, they come from that Kisei HaMelech, that place called the Malchus. Now, of course, the Malchus and the concept of Malchus is very vast, but one of the defining features of Malchus, the Zohar Kodesh tells us about Malchus, is less lemi gar miklum, that it has nothing of its own. Now, this is very telling when it comes to the Malchus, and there's tremendous depth in what this means, less lemi gar miklum. Of course, the Pashat Pshat unless the Migam Garmi Klum would mean that it has nothing to give, it only receives. The Malchus, the Nekeva, the bottom sphere, is always considered to be receiving, collecting that which comes from the higher spheres, which would imply that the Malchus, the Keli of the Malchus, is a vessel which receives. But in Pnimius, in the deeper workings of the Sima, especially Pichasilas, less than Migam Klum doesn't mean that it has nothing to give. It also has nothing to receive. It has garnished Mamish. That is Mamish nothing. that it comes from a place of emunah, of hakara, and achdus Hashem Yisbarach, that really everything belongs to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Less lame migar miklum. When Hashem brought down this light in Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so that was the moment, the defining moment between why Kodesh Baruch Hu would separate the Jewish people from the Mitzrayim, that it would be that Hashem would take out a goy migoy mitoch goy. That although the Jewish people were entrenched in the Tumas and the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, there was an akudi here which HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a way to separate the Jewish people from the Goy. That took place on the night of the Seder. Right? Hashem said that on the night of the Seder to go ahead and to take a tzom. Mishchi yideichem mi'avodah zarah. That the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was also the defining moment where the Yidden took the Avodah Zarah and shechted it, by thereby separating themselves from the Tumah of Avodah Zarah of the Mitzvah. How did they pull out? They had to do along the lines of the Shem Yishmon, which we see here in the beginning of the Seder of Kaddish and Orchatz. And it goes as follows. That when Hashem brought down this very great light into Mitzrayim, so this very great light of Hashem is a very precious thing. All the klipas and everything in the world, all that they really want is Kedusha. They want the light of Hashem. It's the most precious, coveted thing that there is. When Hashem brought down this light into Mitzrayim, and it was in Mitzrayim, behold, the light of Hashem is here, the Kedusha which everybody wants is here, the godliness which everybody seeks is here. So what was the response in the Mitzrayim on that night? They went out to get it. Oh, finally, this is the defining moment, the godliness is coming down, this is the extermination of the Jewish people, everything we've been waiting for is finally here. And they went out to receive that light. Because they said, like a normal Bal Gaiva does say, Ana Emleich. Hey, this light that Hashem brought down in the 90th year time, the Mitzvah said, oh, this is perfect for me. This is exactly what I've been waiting for. And when you try to receive a light, which is much greater than you're able to take, it causes what's called a Shviras Kelim. And the reason why the Mitzvah broke on the 90th year Mitzrayim was Gufa, because Hashem revealed such a great light in Mitzrayim. That caused them to crack. Because if you come with your keli, aha, finally the light which I've been waiting for, here you pull out of your pocket your little cup, and you put it out there, and you want the light of Hashem to go in there, it cracks you, destroys you. You can't say, Ana Emleich, this is the light of the Malchus which is befitting for me. And because the Bechoros of Mitzrayim were the ones who felt they were the most chashiv, Bechor always implies Rishon, right, the respected ones in Mitzrayim, they cracked. Especially because they thought they were like Paro. Paro was a Bechor. We're also Bechoros. Right? It's a very chitzonious way of looking at things, obviously, to compare yourself to Paro. But Mitzrayim was a very chitzonious culture. And the Mitzrayim, they broke, they shattered, because they wanted to receive such great light, which Hashem brought down on that ancient time. Kaddish. Such a great light. We can't even behold such a light. So their kelim cracked. It was only the Jewish people that they knew better. That they come, the roots of their neshamas come from the place of Malchus. Of Lesley Migar Meklum. That when Hashem reveals His godliness, His gedula, we don't say about that, oh, this is our moment to shine, this is our moment to also have gaiva. Every time that Hashem reveals His godliness, Kla Yisrael, or machni ourselves to Hashem's godliness, to Hashem's greatness. And that's why Hashem says to the Bnei Yisrael, Lo'isaytzi min abayis, don't leave the house. Because if you leave the house, you're also going to be shattered by my great light. That although it seemed in Chitzonius that Hashem was revealing His great light in Mitzrayim, this is the moment of Geula. This is the moment that the Yidden are waiting for Hashem to come and to feed them, come out and greet that light. Hashem says, no, nobody's allowed to leave. And if you leave, you will know you will be shattered too, because you don't have the Kelim to receive it. And the Jewish people, they said, you're right, we don't have Kelim. And they were moded to the MS, and they said, Less Emig Ameiklum, we're staying in the house. So there was one light that Hashem brought down in Mitzrayim. That was the light of the Geula. But the Mitzrayim who went out to grab it, they broke from that light. But the Yidden who stayed in the house, and Hashem says, Laisaiti, this is not the moment of Yitziah. Do not go out. But they stayed inside and they were able to be spared. Because Hashem said, you have to know my ways. This is not the light of the Geula to take you out. This is the light to shatter the Mitzvah, because they think, and that was the moment that Hashem was Mavchin and Mavdil Ben Yisrael Amin. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Loim Mirubchem Chashak Hashem Yikola Amin. It's not because you're the most plentiful of all the nations that I've chosen you. Because you are the smallest of all the nations. In fact, Chazal, what does that mean? We care about numbers, bigger nation, smaller nation? Of course not. So what does Chazal say? Rashi brings on the spot. Because you're not magdil yourself when I bring down hashpa to you. That's why Hashem has chosen you. Means you know how to minimize and diminish yourselves. That's why you've been chosen. This was the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim which defined the Jewish people as the chosen nation, which separated the Yidden from Bnei Yisrael. That there needed to be Eidus for the world to see. What's that Eidus? That when Hashem brings down His Gedula in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people say about themselves, you don't come out to take Hashem's Gedula, like the Mitzrayim tried to do with their Gaiva. You conceal yourselves, you hide yourselves. That's a simon to your Malchus, that you do such a thing. We know, of course, that the whole Nes of Purim took place also at the times of Pesach. How did Hashem distinguish between Mordechai and Haman? So we know that this Melech HaChashverosh, HaMelech, is always the Ribbono Shel Olam. What did he say? He says, what am I going to do for somebody who I really, really, really want to do something good for? So Haman heard that and he said, oh, who does the king want more than me? Who should wear the clothes of the king? The Levush HaKovod of the Melech? And the fact that he went out to receive that godless that the Melech wanted to bring down caused him to crack. That was his Shvira. And who took it? The one who was running away from it as most as possible. Mordechai. The last thing he wanted was to parade out of town in the clothes of the Melech. And as soon as he had the opportunity to take it off, the Megillah makes note of this. He took off the clothes and he went right back to Sakva Efer. Because that's the mamash the Nekud of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's that the Melech says, who wants my godless? I'm bringing down the godless. Who wants it? Whoever wants, come and take. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that when Hashem comes, he'll come with the Sefer Torah in his lap. He's going to say, whoever did good in this world, come and get your schar. And who's going to come? All the Balagayev are going to come and try to take schar. Hashem's going to say, not you, not you, not you. Only the Yidden who didn't come up. Because we know how to be memayat ourselves when Hashem reveals himself. That when Hashem has the spotlight on him, we allow him to have that spotlight, we don't try to take it. We don't even think we have the kingdom to be makabalit. Who was chosen to be the king? That Shmuel first appointed as king was Shaul HaMelech. He was Nechba LaKelim. He was the one who was hiding from it the most. He was Boreach Min HaKovah, so the Kovah came after him. So this was a defining moment. Shviras HaKelim, to those who think that they have Kelim, for those who are less than Migarmai Klum, which is the Nekudas of Yisharish Nishmas Yisrael, who say, I have no Kelim to Mekab. Forget nothing to talk about. That's why it says, when Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov looks down there, and he looks like this, he looks at the Zeruach HaKadosh, and he says, aha, I see ki yeshever b'Mitzrayim. Vayar Yaakov. Yaakov sees with his eyes, he sees to the end of the Golas, ki yeshever b'Mitzrayim, there's going to be a shvira in Mitzrayim. I'm going to break the Mitzrayim. There's going to be such a great light which comes down, that light causes the Mitzrayim to crack. That's how the Yidden Mitzrayim. And that's why, at that moment, that Hashem came down with that light to fool the Mitzrayim, to dupe them, and to try to take such a light to crack them with Yidden, when they hid themselves from that light. That was the moment which defined Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why at that moment we find that all of a sudden everything starts to take place. B'chipazon. Hashem says, quickly, quickly, get out of here. Everybody run. Because it was only until that moment, and at that moment only, was it clear why Hashem had chosen the Bnei Yisrael as His people. That moment of V'loy mirubchem ke'atam ha'mema'at atzmecha. Because when Hashem saw how the Yidden stayed in their house and the Mitzvah went out, that itself was a bir and mavdil bein Yisrael la'amim, and Hashem says, this is the reason why all along I love my people. And whenever there's a desire, there's a ratzon for something, when there's a cheshik, everything moves very quickly. That's why the word ratz is milashon ratzon. Things go quickly when there's a ratzon. So all of a sudden there was nesor Hashem's ratzon to free the Jewish people. That's called nirtza, which is the end of the Seder, that nirtza, and then everything goes very quickly. That's what you find. But once you come to Nirtza at the end of the Seder, right? So then you see even from the Haggadah how quickly the night goes after Nirtza. You see that your Sapri is called Alayla, and the Talmid came Rabbi Sin, Higiyas Makuyash Bashal Shachar. It was like terrifying. Because whenever there's Nirtza, whenever there's a Ratzon, everything goes very quickly. Chipazon, Chipazon. So at that moment, there was no Chipazon. It was a whole year of Makkos. A whole year of Makkos. Every Makkah took a month. It was only finally here that Hashem said, B'chipazon, you have to go quickly. Because at that moment, it was Nisar, the Ratzon of Hashem to take out the Jinn. That Ratzon is a Ratz, which is the moment of Chipazon. That's what we begin to say there with Matzah. And of course, there's a whole shaila by the matzah, and some of the farshim learn this way. Manashtala halayla hazeh, shebechol halayla zan oichem chamitza matzah, kulei matzah. What is the matzah? There's a dichotomy about the matzah. Is the matzah the lechem shel shibud, like the Rishonim say? Ha! Lachma anya diachalu avasar mad mitzvayim. What did the mitzvim feed the Jewish people mitzvayim? They fed them matzah. It was the cheapest way to feed their slaves. So is the matzah a bread of shibud? Or is matzah bread of geula? That's one of the ways some of Farshim learn the Manishtala, Kulei Matzah. What is this matzah? But the emes is that the matzah has in itself a geula. The matzah begins as a lechem shel shibud. That's what we say. That's how we begin. We begin the Seder that this matzah represents matzah shel shibud. But what happens is that after you do so, you make a yachatz. And after yachatz, you come to magid. And after the magid, it becomes maitzi matzah. Maitzi matzah means you free the matzah. The word maitzi means like yetzias mitzrayim, to take out, to begin from mitzrayim. Maitzi matzah means take out the matzah from its shibud. That the matzah begins as a lechem shel shibud. But maitzi matzah means that it becomes elevated to a matzah shel cheres. And that lechem shel cheres is called lechem oini. Because aniyus is a lashon of malchus. The malchus is an ani. Less than migamei klom. There's no greater anias than to have nothing. So really, we think that cheiros represents the ashiros, decorating the table with fine kalim. That's all b'chitzonius. The real nekud of cheiros al pipinius, as the more that a person connects to the sphere of malchus, the more malchus he truly has. And that real cheiros comes from a place of less than migamei klom. In kamakom laharach b'zeh. So therefore, the matzah begins as a lechem shel shibud, and then it literally will become a mighty matzah, which is a lechem shel cheres. But in order to do so, it needs to undergo what? A yachatz. Because the yachatz means the breaking of the matzah represents the shviras hakelim. That once you say kadesh urchatz, and you bring down such a great light onto the shibud shel matzah, that causes a yachatz, a breaking of the matzah, because the breaking of the shibud represents the breaking of mitzrim. It's the defining moment between the lechem shel shibud and the lechem shel cheres. Will you break because you're a Baal Gaiva? That's the Lechem Shel Shibud. But then you become elevated, called the Maitzi Matzah, to become a Matzah Shel Cheres. That's perhaps the reason why we don't make a bracha on the Matzah in the beginning. I mean, on the Karpas. We don't wash our hands in the beginning and make a bracha. Because you can't see about these Yadayim yet, that these are Yadayim of Suyudechem Kodesh, these are holy hands. These are not holy hands yet. Hashem hasn't given you anything yet. He brought down a light which you couldn't be makabel. These hands are receiving such a light? They're not receiving such a light. You can't take credit and say, Sui Dechem Kodesh. This isn't a Kodesh, this is Kadesh. This is not Kodesh. You can't lift up such a hands. We don't even have hands yet. Hashem took the Yidden out with the Yad HaGadayla, Yad HaZaka, and the Yad Rama. Hashem has all the hands on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where are your hands? You have no hands yet. When you do Magid and you acknowledge the fact that Hashem has hands, so He gives you hands too. That's called magid, is the words gam yad. Gives you also a hand. Now you can wash your hands and make a bracha and eat that matzah. You have no hands yet. How can you make a bracha? You find this concept also by the Arizal. He explains that, of course, that we spoke about the Seder defying Seder on the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He writes that normally the Seder is that the meichin de katnas come down first and then you come to meichin de galus. Right? You can't be an expert in something before you learn, before you're a novice. You can't go to college before you go to elementary school. What happens in the Yetzias Mitzrayim says, the Arizal, is that the light, that what the godless Rishon, the great godless, comes down before the Katnas. That's why you do Kaddish Urchatz. So that's the Meichin, the godless, which come down. And then you have Karpas, which is the Shibud. That's when the Meichin, the Katnas, come down. This is along the lines of what we said before, and the Tzvar Makdashim explained. The Arizal explains. The reason why is because if you bring down the Meichin, the Katnas first, then the Mitzrayim will eat it up. It'll take it hostage. Hashem had to bring down such a great light to be Megarish to Sitra Achra. So therefore, the whole Seder is like that. First comes down the godless Rishon, which is such a great, great light, this Kaddish, this Urchatz from a very high place. And then you can, you know, even keel, you come back to that equilibrium, make your way back towards the center. This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down His godless on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim ran after it, and the Yidden stayed back. It's a very big yesod here in Avodas Hashem Bechlal. There's an idea of chitzonius Hashem and there's pnimius of Hashem. There's chitzonius and pnimius in everything. We speak about the godless of Hashem. The godless of Hashem and the way that Hashem has magdal himself, that's only called the chitzonius of Hashem. The essence of Hashem's true nature is that he's a big, big anav. The biggest anav that there is Hashem. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derecha v'chas b'chol ma'aseh. He's called tzadiku shel olam. However big you think that the tzadik hador is, Hashem is a bigger tzadik than him. And the only tzidkas of a tzadik is that he's trying to replicate the Rebbeinu Shalom's tzidkas. So really, Hashem is not a balgaiv at all. Fakirat, he made this world in order to share it with everybody. That he wanted people to be like him, as much like him. Tzamuk and Musay. So whenever Hashem brings down a godless, that's only called the levush of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem malach geus lavish. That Hashem's malchus, that he wears gaiva. Not that he's be'etzim about gaiva. Hashem is be'etzim, the biggest honor that there is. And his gaiva is only levush. And when Hashem brought down that light of Yitzias Mitzrayim into Mitzrayim, and that godless of which the Mitzrayim came out to get that light, and they said, oh, this is for me. That godless, that gaiva that Hashem brought down, was only the chitzonius of Hashem. Hashem malach geus lavish. But the Yidden, we don't go after chitzonius. We don't come after the gaiva. We don't want to take Hashem's gaiva gedula, because that's not the melech himself. The melech himself is a big anav. Like David HaMelech. David Hu HaKatan. David is the smallest of all everybody. Okay, so he has to go out with the Vushay Kavod. That's because of the Kavod HaTzibur. Because the Kavod of the Malach is the position of the Malach. But the melech himself, David Hu HaKatan. Nobody smaller than David HaMelech. David is the symbol of all Malchus. Of Lassim Yigam Eklum. Shol HaMelech also. Katan Matah Beinecha. Shol is a big Katan. But Roy Shifti Yisrael Ata. Right, you're also the Rosh Shifti Yisrael, so you have to have a Malchus, you have to have a Kavod. That's called the Kavod HaMelech. But the Melech himself is a big Anav. When Hashem came down in Tzias Mitzrayim that night, and he brought down this great godless, this great gaiva, so the Yidin, Hashem says to the Yidin, Lois Haitzi, this is not Tzias Mitzrayim. This is not me. This is not me. This is my Levushim, this is my Levushe Kavod, Levushe Hadar, this is my gaiva, this is my godless. That's not me. You need to wait for the Melech to take you out. We have a klal, of course we know, and the Yidin were waiting for the anava of Hashem. The real essence of Hashem, Hashem's ani. The real ani, which is Hashem's anava. They weren't duped by the gaiva and the godless of Hashem. And as the Yidin leave Mitzrayim in a haste, that's not yet Yitzias Mitzrayim. That may be the moment which Hashem defined the difference between the Yidin and the Mitzrayim. There was a Kadesh Urchatz which separated the Yidin to be able to leave. But where do we find the real essence of Gulas Mitzrayim? Which is by Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Which is like Pesach extends itself. It's not two different yontivs. Kriyas Yamsov is the moment of true Yitzias Mitzrayim. As Hashem says to the Yidin, like you see Mitzrayim today, we're never going to see them again. Because Hashem revealed himself by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where? By Kriyas Yamsov. Zekeli v'andehu, they looked up and they saw the Melech. Chazal say, v'andehu ani v'hu. That anov of Hashem, that he wants me to be like him. I see the ani of Hashem. They didn't see any ani at the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They just saw Levushim. And Hashem says, don't go after that. Leisaitzim in abayis. That's not really me. That's called gaiv and godless. You want me? You have to wait till Yitzias Mitzrayim. When? Kriyas Yamsov. Zekeli v'andehu, they saw the ani of Hashem. They looked up and they pointed and they said, even a shivcha. Which means that Hashem revealed such an anava that he let even a shivcha watch his covered to see his anava. The essential ani of Hashem. That's the real Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a part of Pesach. That's the real Kriyas Yamsov that we say goodbye to the Mitzvah forever. But more than that, the Zohar Kodesh reveals even deeper secret that the real Yitzias Mitzrayim takes place when? At Matan Torah. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. Chamushim is the 50th day. That's why the Torah, the Zohar says, mentions in Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 times, connected to 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, to say that Shavuos is the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. As it says, Mufurish, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzesicha, Mitzias Mitzrayim. I'm taking you out now from Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 times. 50 levels of Tumah. So therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night was what? The Levushim of Hashem. Kriyas Yamsa was the Ani of Hashem. And Matan Torah was the Anoichi of Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Because the Melech doesn't appear just all at once, high on the Melech. Rabbi Yisai, if the Melech has to come, how does the Melech come? You ever see Aladdin? How does the Melech come, right? First he has to send all the monkeys, and all the other animals have to come, and all the tricksters, and the somersaults, and the torch carriers, and so on and so forth, and then the Melech comes. Then the Melech comes. The Melech doesn't just show up all at once. That's not Kavanah Melech. When Hashem appeared to Eliyahu Navi on Har Sinai, how did he come to Eliyahu Navi? Just all at once? No. First he had to come in an Eish, Loi Be'Eish Hashem. Then in a Rash, Loi Be'Rash, Loi Be'Ruach Hashem. called Mamadaka, that Anava of Hashem, called Mamadaka, that's Ribbono Shel Olam. But it has to be first, the Gaida has to come first, all the Levushim have to come off. And once all the Levushim come off, then you can behold the Melech. That's called the called Mamadaka. We can't be duped by the Chitzonius of the Melech, the, how the Melech comes first. You have to know when and how to find the Melech. There's a Chachma to find the Melech. The Mitzrayim, they were big Chitzonius people, so they got duped right away. But even still, even the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, they got duped. The Ma'apilim, they left Mitzrayim right away. The Shevet Ephraim, many thousands were killed by the Amalekim. They left Mitzrayim right away. Why? Why did they leave so early? Because they saw that Hashem was bringing Makas in Mitzrayim. They said, oh, Hashem is here, Hashem is here. That's not called Hashem, that He does Makas in Mitzrayim. They were so chitzonim that they left so quickly because they were so excited. Because they thought, here, the Melech is in Mitzrayim. That's not the Melech. Even Lai sees Mitzrayim. The Melech came in, but they couldn't behold it. That's called, that wasn't the Melech. That's called the Levushim. That was the Gaiv and the Gedul of Hashem. But the Anav of Hashem was Kriyas Yamsuf. And Matan Torah especially called Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Finally, those who made it this far can now see me. And Hashem says, when He came down to Mitzrayim, He said it. We say it in the Haggadah. We say, He's teaching us this lesson. Hashem says, Ani. Ani Hashem. Ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei saraf, ani v'lei shaliach, ani Hashem v'lei acher. Which means to say that before the malach appears, there's going to be a saraf, there's going to be a shliach, there's going to be a malach. All these things appeared in the night of Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, that's not called me. That's only called my levushim. Hashem malach, geos lovish, all the levushim, that's not me. You have to search for the Ribbono Shel Olam Himself. When you find Him Himself, like He appeared, like Kriyas Yamsuf in Matan Torah, you can look up, you can say, Zek Keli, that anava. So just hold on, and then you'll find the Anava there also. You have to know the Seder of how things work when it comes to the Melech. Let the Kavod HaMelech come first, and then the Melech Himself will appear. That's why we have all these Goluses, that we have the Bavel, and Prasen Madai, and Yavon, and Edom. They're all grabbing onto the Levushim of the Melech. And the Yidden who have the Chachma, that we're Memayat ourselves each time, and we hold on, and we have that Savlonus, will be Zeche to the Melech Himself. We find by Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course, Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim is a zman of being machsher kelim. There's a lot of all the halachas of agalas kelim are found mostly by halachas Pesach. It's a time of renewal, of taking the old kelim and making new kelim. It's a din in kelim. We have to know about the halachas of kelim when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim. What we're speaking about, kelim, how to be makabel, shiras a kelim, lesser megam eklum dika kelim, agalas kelim. You know, there's a very big difference between Hagola and Libun in Halacha. That Libun is considered to be the super cleaner, right? 950 degrees, and it's normally done on things where there was no liquid involved. The general call is Kabolo Kach Polto, yeah? And it's Hagola, use liquid, so Kabolo Kach Polto. When it comes to Libun, there's Libun and there's Hagola. When it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought down a very, very great light, much, much higher than what the Yidden were able to absorb, and the Mitzvim tried to absorb it and they broke. So such a light is called Libun. That's called Libun. Hashem took the Limeisa out with Libun. He brought down such a big, big light, the highest cleaner, that he's able to clean them out in one shot. And that's what you find from the whole Seder, we're running out of time. When it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we find the whole Seder, there's a whole Inyan of Libun. Of the Inyan of Lavan. When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, it says that the Mitzrayim were Meshabed them with Chaymer u'bilaveinim. And when they come to Matan Torah, it says, Kemase Livnas HaSapir. When they beheld the Melech, it was called Livnas HaSapir. And even on the way from Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, the eight man, what is the man called? Kezera God Lavan. Right? There's a whole Inyan here of from the Chaymer Levenim to the Zera God Lavan, to the Maisa Livnas HaSapir of Matan Torah. We also, what's the mitzvah in the night of the Seder? He got it to Levincha. Even the word Levincha means Levincha. You have to bring down a Levin. You have to bring down this whiteness, to turn dark into white, from turn Choshech into Or, which is the whole Neisiv Tzitzitzam, where Hashem took the darkness and made it into light. And that's where we begin the whole Seder with who? Matchina b'gnus, Messiah b'shvach. Who is the gnus that we start with? Lavan. Arami oved avi. This is Lavan. The Ari says that Lavan comes from a very high place called the Leivin ha'elyon. From the highest place is called the Leivin, the great whiteness. But that's the whole point. It begins with a gnus that's called Lavan ha'arami, who wanted to meshabed Yaakov Avinu. By Masayim Bishvach means that you reveal Lavan and the real roots of Lavan by the end of the Seder. The Levin Ha'elyon, which is what comes out. And this Levin is what we wear at Kittel on the night of the Seder. A Beged Lavan. It's interesting, we find even by Lavan, Vayisaper LeLavan. Vayisaper LeLavan means that the whole Indian of Sipris Yisrael is to draw down a light of Levin. For Levin Ha'elyon. The process of purification, which is like a Libun. Because Liban means a very great light which comes down all at once, which is able to destroy, to be sorif. It's not like Hagala, which is Kabbalah Kachpotel, you have to extract the Tumah. Right? You have to drive it away, it's sorif it all at once. That's why when Hashem appeared to Moshe and he gave him a simon of Yitzhak Zayim, what did he show him? A fire. He showed him an ash, a kipshana ash, showed him a sneh. As if to say that the way the inner is going to come out of Mitzrayim is through this fire. Like Avraham Avinu, jumped into this kipshana ash. The Kivshana Eish, which was on Matan Torah, Chazal say that it was a simon to the Kivshana Eish that Avram jumped into. Rabbi said, Avram had Mila, did he not? But a Gerani's Mila and Tfila. Where was Avram's Tfila, the Mefarshim say? So I thought to say, and I saw Taka recently, that when he jumped into the Kivshana Eish, that was his Tfila. There's a Tfila B'mayim, and there's a Tfila B'Eish. But when you jump into Eish, he came from a place of such Avodah Zarah that he needed a Libun to extract all the filth and the tumah of that Avodah Zarah in the house of Terach. Avram had a Liban, and that was the simon that Hashem gave Moshe. But the Levin Ha'elyon, with this Tzeneh, this, not just the Hagala, with this Liban, we're going to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Take a look at the Ramban, Le'sigal Nafshi Eschem. Le'sigal, he says, is a Lashon Hagala. There's an Indian, but not the Hagala, but the Liban. He got it to Labincha from a place which comes from a very high place. Hashem's going to take us out. And of that, it says in Pasuk, Vayishaber Hashem is Arzei Levanon. That those Mitzrayim are called the Arzei Levanon. Our Erez is a Lashon of Gaiva. That those who are Arzei Levanon, Hashem says, Vayishaber Hashem is Arzei HaLevanon. That's what befell the Mitzrayim. But by the Jewish people, that they're Tzadik HaTam Yifarach, Ke Erez Balvana in Yizge. That the Tzadik, though, that he thrives with the Arzei Levanon. So for the Mitzrayim, it's Vayishaber, but by the Tzadik, he's able to withstand it. So Matzah is the letters Ma Tzadik. But the Tzadik is Ma. That's like three times ma is gematria matzah, which is connected to three matzahs, which represents, of course, chametz is gaiva, and matzah is anava. As we know, the difference between the chametz and the matzah, that only that little bit of a nakuda. So that's why the whole process is one of liban. That's called kaddish urchas. That Hashem brings down a great, great light. That's why you wear a kittel from the very high places called liban. And Hashem brings down a light which is sorry if all the klipas. To break Mitzrayim, which is called the yachatz. And from there we're able to receive that great light as we go through the process of the Seder. That Hashem gives us the kelim and gives us the adayim to be able to receive it and to take it in. And that's really the moment of Geula, but it's really a process which begins the night of the Seder, which goes to Kriyas Yamsef, and ultimately the Chamush of Bnei Yisrael by Matan Torah. Hashem should give us the kelim, the proper kelim, mitoch aramuna, that we have no kelim, blessed me gamay klum to be zeichet to not just the Geula Pratiyas at the night of the Seder, but a shnas Geula Vishuv, because Goya Tzedek Mirad Minu Amir.